There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Ollie Barrett is on the line from London. Ollie, a warm welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So, yesterday I was watching the scenes last night, the build-up to the big dinner with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and her associates in Europe. There has been an agreement of sorts, an acceleration towards a final agreement as well. Is that fair to say?
I think an agreement of sorts is exactly the right way to put it. We've just been hearing a bit of conversation in the House of Commons on the latest in terms of where we are on Brexit. We've been getting an update from the Brexit Secretary, David Davis, and his opposite number, the Labour Brexit Minister, Shadow Minister, Keir Starmer. The way he put it was that, yes, there should be an acceleration, but if you accelerate from 2 miles an hour to 4 miles an hour, you're still going very slowly. So it's one of those statements that has come out of a meeting in Brussels, which can be read in many different ways and perhaps doesn't mean very much. Perhaps the most interesting thing that came out of this meeting overnight between Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, and the European Union Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker were some of the images that we saw afterwards of what appeared to be warm embraces between her and Jean-Claude Juncker, a bear hug, it's being described as, between Brexit Secretary David Davis and Jean-Claude Juncker as well. And certainly those who know negotiating processes like this well say that, you know, the body language can be important. And certainly the tone appears to have shifted somewhat in the last month or so from a tone of sort of antagonism, really, to something a bit more constructive, a bit more friendly, a bit more optimistic. All of that said, in terms of progress in the negotiations, we are still, this is a factual point, we are still at something of a deadlock. We have the European Union insisting that we need more progress on the key issues of the Irish border, EU citizens' rights, and also that so-called divorce bill. And Britain is saying, well, yes, we can make some progress in those areas, but we just can't make full progress in those areas until we talk about the related issue of trade. And the Europeans, with the ball in their court, are saying, well, we can't move on to the trade bit until we've sorted the first bit. So it's very much catch-22. It's very much chicken and egg. We have a very important summit at the end of this week in Brussels, after which Britain hoped we would get the green light to move on to those trade discussions. That now looks very unlikely indeed, despite that dinner that Theresa May held last night. I think the hope from the British government at the moment is probably that they might be able to get those trade negotiations started around December. In terms of where we are right now, I think that would represent a small victory for the British government at this point. So it remains to be seen what comes out of the summit in Brussels on Thursday, Friday of this week. There has been some progress, undoubtedly, but there is lots more that needs to be made. And certainly you would have to still describe where we are as an impasse or a deadlock of sorts.
And Ollie, we're hearing that Catalan separatists are now being detained.
Yes, this is a story which has led to protests in a number of places in the Catalonia region. This is two very important members of the Catalan independence movement. Jordi Sanchez is one and Jordi Cuixart is the other. Both of them lead prominent separatist groups in Catalonia, and they've been put in detention by a Spanish judge, held now without bail under investigation over allegations of sedition. Now, they were key figures in the run-up to that independence vote we saw in the Catalonia region of Spain on the 1st of October. Madrid, of course, said in the run-up to the vote and after the vote that the referendum was illegal. Those independence campaigners in Catalonia insist that the result of that referendum should stand. We are still in a very grey area in terms of the status of Catalonia as of now, because the Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, has been pretty unclear on whether he actually did go ahead and declare independence or not. Madrid has asked for clarification repeatedly and doesn't appear to have been satisfied with the answers that it has been getting. certainly the Catalan leader, Carles Puigdemont, is suggesting that over the next couple of months there should be talks with Madrid. We don't know exactly what direction those talks would go in or what exactly they might be about or what exactly his ambitions might be for those discussions. But Madrid's still holding out the possibility of imposing direct rule on the Catalan region if it doesn't get the clarification that it wants. So a very confusing picture indeed at the moment in terms of the current position of Catalonia. But on this specific issue, some very significant anger inside the Catalonia region at the fact that these two key members of the independence movement are being held at the moment without bail.
Ollie, can I ask, what does that phrase direct rule over the Catalan region mean? This was a declaration of independence declared. The implementation was halted in the hope that there could be negotiation. But if direct rule were applied, is there any clarity on what that might mean?
Yeah, good question. And, you know, essentially the Catalan region of Spain has for a long time been pretty autonomous already. They have their own regional assembly. They have, of course, their own regional president, who at the moment is Carles Puigdemont. And so much of the business of government in the Catalonia region goes on without needing approval from Madrid or without direct intervention from Madrid. If Madrid were to impose direct rule, then it would essentially mean ending much of that autonomy and taking back much control and putting it back in the hands of the central government in Madrid. That would be very, very controversial indeed for many Catalans, and the Spanish government centrally certainly feels that it is a threat that it can make in terms of trying to move the process on. But it would be very controversial indeed, because for so long now, the Catalan region has, you know, to all intents and purposes, governed itself while not being a separate state.
Ollie Barrett in London, thank you very much for joining us. Good to have you on again.
Thanks, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.